I want to share with you something very powerful, very special. Ah, great to see you, Gabriel. Is that your parents' house?
That is my parents' house.
Nice. Looks like comfortable over there. You look comfortable.
I've managed to make myself very comfortable over here.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem. I've Rebbe had a nice big screen.
Nice.
And we have a few empties over here, you know, just decorating the office.
Got it.
You always have to have a little decoration of the office.
So you have me, like, on the small screen and the big screen?
Yeah. I mean, I look at the big screen, but that's why I'm not looking at the camera.
I got it. That's cool. Okay. I want to share with you a Amar de Gavart from Rav Meir Shapira. I just wish that Yankee Hamburger joined the meeting. That's nice. Yankee, I didn't get to see you. I know you're here. I didn't even see you.
Yup. See Rebbe right after the Zoom.
Givaldic, I'll come outside. You're not supposed to come in. The house is off limits. You know that, right?
Yeah.
We're keeping lots of social distance. Okay. Is Yudi Gross on the share?
Yes, he's right here.
I'm with Yankee.
Okay. I guess that counts. Is there anyone else there with you? Can you get other guys on the call? Anyway.
Anyone else?
Let them join.
We got to get people. We will.
Here we go. The pasuk starts in this week's parasha. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Hashem spoke to Moshe in the desert. By the way, we need a Baal Kleri. I have to tell Aaron Salman that he is laning, hopefully. B'shloish Dvarim Nitna Torah. The Torah is given to Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. Hashem gave us the Torah with three things. Beish, fire, in water, and bamidbar, and in a desert. That's what the Medrash says. The Torah was given in fire, in water, and in a desert. Meir Shapira says a beautiful shot where Alpi Dash, what does this mean? It was given in fire, in water, and then it was given in a desert. Says Rabbi Meir Shapira, you know in whose schus we got the Torah? Do you know what was amazing that happened historically about the Jewish people? There's three things that happened in our history. There was tremendous Mesiris Nefesh with which Klal Yisrael got the Torah. The first one is the Mesiris Nefesh of Avraham Avinu. He was the father of our people and he was thrown into a fiery furnace because of his beliefs. But he stayed strong. He was willing to have himself thrown into the furnace. He was willing to go through fire for HaKadosh Baruch. The Torah is given in fire because Klal Yisrael is willing to be even on the Nisayon of fire. And if you want to say, well, Klal Yisrael, that's Avraham Avinu. He was a one-time Jew. There was no one else like him. He was once in history that you should have such a great person. Well, what about the fact the Torah is given b'mayim? What does it mean, mayim? That means that the Jewish people, they jumped into Kriyas Yamsuf. They jumped into the water. The entire nation went through the water. Klal Yisrael. They went through this tremendous Nisoyan. And all of us rose to the occasion. Not just one person. Sure, it was started by, there was one person that jumped in. But all of Klal Yisrael went through this. So therefore, every single one of us has that Mesiris Nefesh. But maybe you want to say that was a momentary nisayon. You know, you had to just jump in one second. But you know the nisayonos of day in and day out that people have, where they're constantly being beaten by their nisayon and they're constantly being worn down by the nisayon. That's something that's like beyond. Well, guess what? Klal Yisrael went through the midbar. They went through the desert. And it was day in, day out in the desert. Day in, day out, they were wandering. And Klal Yisrael was willing to and capable, and they overcame the Nisayon, the Gansa Uma, in a constant level. The Torah is given be'esh, b'mayim, b'midbar. The esh is the Kivshan Esh of Avram. The mayim is Kriyam Samsuf. And the midbar is Klal Yisrael going through the desert. And I think that there's something very, very powerful. we speak about amunavad, and I think that there's a lot of amuna that a person can have. And it's a question of when we face nisyoinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us nisyoinus. And we have to believe in ourselves, and that's in the kuda of emuna, to believe in yourself that you're able to be oimid in the nisayon. The Torah is given be'esh, my friends. And sometimes there's major challenges that we have. But we have to overcome those challenges. The esh, the fire, when sometimes a person feels like he's going through something that it's consuming him and it's burning him up, but he can overcome that nisayon. And sometimes a person's in a nisayon where he just feels so cold and there's like he's totally extinguished. He's in a mayim. His mayim is washing over him. And sometimes a person just feels lost, like he's in a desert. And he just doesn't feel connected to anything. Those are the things that all these nisyonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And we have to believe in Hashem, that Hashem gave us these nisyonos because he knows that we can be oimed in the nisyon. They were there dafka because the Torah is nitno b'mayim. Torah is nitno b'esh. Torah is nitno b'mibor. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to dafka overcome these. That's where greatness comes from. Greatness doesn't come just from going through things that are just smooth. Smooth sailing doesn't make a great sailor. It's only in choppy waters, my friends. It's when you're going through the choppy waters, through the storm, and a person who's able to weather the storm, that's what makes greatness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that of us. And we have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best. That we're facing these nisyonos, these tremendous challenges, and we feel like they're overcoming us. A person has to believe in himself, believe that Avram Avinu instilled in him, gave him the koyach of being oimid b'nisayin. Avram Avinu didn't have one nisayin, it was 10 nisayinus. Nisayin after nisayin after nisayin. It was like going through the minbar every single day with another nisayin. And that was Avram Avinu. We might say that was him, not us. No, no. We also have that koyach. We got it from Avram. Because we're B'nai Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Shelo yoimru oisei tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael. I don't want Avram Avinu to say that I wasn't Mekayim, what I promised to him, to his children. Because we all have the DNA of Avram Avinu. There's a nakuda of greatness that's inside of us. As long as we believe in our manhigim, in our gedolim, they share with us their koyach. And just like Avram Avinu was able to be thrown into a Kivshan Eish, Klal Yisrael was able to jump into a stormy sea. They got that koyach from Avram Avinu. My friends, it's important for us to be able to understand what nisyonos are about. Sometimes, you know, it's a challenge because we daven, Hashem shouldn't bring us loli de nisoyen, but loli de bizoyen. And I think that perhaps those go together. A nisoyon that brings bizoyon. A nisoyon where we're going to fail. Those are nisoyons we don't want. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, just like Avram Avinu, the nisoyons built Avram Avinu. They made Avram Avinu. So we have challenges, but a nes is a lashon of to elevate, to lift up like a banner. Nisoyon is their challenges, but their opportunities. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to face our demons. We need to face our nisyonos. We need to be able to be strong and realize that this is an opportunity from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we're not engaged properly. We don't think about things that way. We just allow it. We surrender to our Yetzirah. But part of Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending this to us and he believes, he knows that we can be miskaber. So he believes in us. We believe in him, so we believe in us. If I believe in you, Hashem, and I know that you believe in me, so I have to believe in me. I have to believe in me. And those are the experiences that we go through day in, day out. Sometimes you constantly feel like the Yitzhahara is beating at you. And can a person be miskaber? How are you miskaber on the Yitzhahara that comes every single day? And I think the easiest way to do it, my friends, is for a person to be meroimim himself, to make himself, bring himself above that type of thing. You know, sometimes there's bachrim that they walk around in shorts, and I understand kind of the Nisayan because it's probably cooler. You don't have to wear pants. It's easier. It's more relaxing. I don't have that Nisayan. Not because I'm such a big tzaddik, and not because I can say that I'm above it as a person, but my place in this world, my standing in this world, it's just not like a Nisayan for me not to walk around in shorts. I can't walk around in shorts. It's ridiculous. It's just not, that's beneath me. It's beneath at least my position. It's not beneath me because because I don't think of myself as being so dignified, but it's beneath my position. What does that mean? That a person can get to a place where he doesn't have any Nisayan because he says it's beneath who I am. It's below me. And even if it's day in, day out, you're surrounded by people that are doing these things. It's below me. It's below me. And that's a person being meroimim himself. That's what a Nisayan is. Nisayan is elevate yourself. Get yourself above the Nisayan. Get above it and say that I am not an animal. I am not just this. This is not for me. This type of behavior, this type of things to be looking at, to be listening to be talking about, it's below me. And then you elevated yourself above the Nisayan. And then you swim above the Nisayan. And it's all, everything is going on. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And then day in, day out, it's not a problem. Because I'm up here. The Nisayan's down here. So, my friends, I think that that was Avram Avinu's midah. We know Avram Avinu by the Akedah. It says, Vayel Chushneim Yachtov. Avram Avinu went besimcha. He went besimcha, and I'm sure he went besimcha to the Kibshan Ha'ish also. Besimcha. You know what that means? I got myself above it. So we have like different types of challenges. And I know that coming to Machane Talmud Torah is a sacrifice for many people. A lot of people have not been learning as much as our schedule is going to be here. And they've it's comfortable. It's not very productive to be at home, but it's comfortable to be at home. And to see the simcha in the bochum when they come, because they got above it. I don't want to just sit at home and do nothing and just spend like a little bit of time listening to a shiur or something. I want to get back to like being a productive ben Torah. And that's when they elevated themselves above it. It's beautiful to see. And every person should realize in all of the challenges that we have, the big ones and the small ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, be big, be big. Believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing when he sends us a Nisayan. Never tell yourself, I can't. Tell yourself, I can. It's just a question of, will I find the willpower? Will I find the inner strength to believe in that? To embrace the struggle. But I can do it. That's emunah in Hashem. And it's also emunah in us. And if a person ever doesn't know how. I know I can, but I don't know how. You know, I know that I can do the Rubik's Cube. I know it's not a miracle. I just don't know the technique. I never bothered learning the technique, and someone just has to teach it to me. I know I can if someone would teach it to me, but that's why we have our Rebbeim. That's why we have our Manhigim. They can help us. They can give us techniques. I know that Rubik's Cube, if you don't know the technique, it's just like you feel like you're stuck. All it is just learn this one movement, and then you got it. And it's very simple. Just that one movement. But you got to know the technique. Who's going to teach it to you? Someone taught it to you. And someone taught it to him. That's what we have our Rebbeim for. Our Rebbeim that they understand challenges that we're going through. They've dealt with them before. They have insight. There's no reason why we have to try to do everything ourselves. It's childish. Children like to say, by myself. You know, my children when they were little, by myself, everything's by myself. That's children. Adults, adults, they don't feel like that they have a need to do things by themselves. If it's going to be accomplished better when we do it together, let's do it together. Why should I waste my time trying to figure it out myself if you're going to help me try to figure it out? So that's why we have our Manhigim, our Rabbeim. They're there to help us. They're there to give us guidance. They're not there to dominate us or to control us. They're there in order to give us some of their experiences of life. You know, in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it spoke about a person shouldn't learn Torah from a young person. It's like eating unripe grapes. If the grapes would stay on the vine, so then they would mature and they would ripen and then they would have so much sweet juice in it. But when you drink, when you pluck a grape when it's too young, it tastes tart. Don't learn from a young person. However, the next Mishnah says, Al tistakil v'kankan, ela b'mashi yesh boi. Don't look at the barrel, what's inside of the barrel. What does that mean? Perhaps it means that sometimes there are rabbeim, that maybe they're living in a body of a 30-year-old. Maybe they look young, but really they have so much age to them. They have age-old wisdom because they were makabel from their Rebbe. Who is makabel from his Rebbe? And they're not making things up on their own, but they got the tools from their rabbeim. And then they were able to share it with us. It's age old wisdom of the Torah, of the sages. Anyway, what we saw on this week's parasha, the importance, my friends, of emunah, believing in Hashem. When Hashem gives you a nisayon, it's in order to be able to give you the Torah. He wants to elevate you because he believes in you that you can be oimed in this nisayon. And you have to believe in yourself. And if you don't know how, just ask one day. Because we have to believe in our rebbeim also. That's how we have come to all the different types of emunah that we're speaking about over here. Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Be'ez Hashem V'tziyat Deshmaya, all of us should be able to be Mizgaber, to be Oymer on the Nisayan, to be bigger than the Nisayan. And Be'ez Hashem, we will be able to get past this and move back to Eretz Yisrael very, very soon. Does anyone have an emunah bad story for us? That's usually where we start emunavad, is we have a story. Does anyone from the first year, or anyone else has an emunavad story perhaps?
I do.
Yosef Kaufman, you have one?
Yes.
Take it away.
What was that? In order for me to come to
Machaneh, Talmud Torah.
Yeah, but I had to get a non-coronavirus related medical treatment. So what happened was that, so I was trying to push to get, let's say, to get it for a certain date that would have allowed me to, let's say, so come, I thought, come this morning. What happened was that due to other reasons, due to issues with the FedEx, with getting the medicine in, I was not able to get, I had to get it done this morning. So like I thought, whatever, I was really unhappy about it. I wanted to come as early as possible for whatever reason. Turned out that for two reasons was that it worked out because even though I wasn't happy about it, I ended up getting over it. I realized it was for the best. So happened with it for two reasons. One was that we were not able to come till 6 p.m. anyway. And two was that... due to the time between treatments, it was better for me to get it today than, let's say, last week.
Baruch Hashem. David's just taking care of us. Habitech Hashem. Chesed Yisoyevenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us a lot of chesed, even in these difficult times. You know, there's a book called Chassidic. That's beautiful, Yosef, thank you. Chassidic Tales of the Holocaust. Now, that it was not meant to minimize the tragedy of the Holocaust, but it was meant to show that even in the darkness, we could still see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love. And even in this challenging time of COVID-19, we could see tremendous siyata d'shmayin, tremendous hashgacha. And Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we should be able to continue to see Hashem's embrace and to realize that this is all Hashem's love. And even though it's hard for us to understand how and why, but we know that Hashem loves us and He'll never stop loving us. We should never stop loving Him.